Psalm 63:1 declares that the psalmist writes, "Lord, early do I seek ye." And so on this early Wednesday morning, the first Wednesday morning of 2025, we come here seeking the Lord, seeking his presence, seeking his word, seeking his guidance, seeking his protection, and just seeking the guidelines and the litmus roadmap that we should be following to be able to live this life. Welcome, 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 one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. 15 minutes of your day before the Lord can transform your entire life. Grateful to God that he has given us another year. Yes, God, another year, another opportunity to be in his presence. Let's pray. Gracious God and our Lord God, we love you today. God, we adore you and we honor you. We thank you, God, for sparing us, for keeping us. God, for allowing us to be able to live and wake up on this eighth day of the first month of 2025. God, there are some that made it over January 1st, but they didn't make it any farther to this day. But God, since you spared us, since you kept us, then God, we are eternally grateful. And God, we realize that every opportunity that we have to hear your word, that we have the opportunity to be changed by your word, because your word says that whatever it was assigned to do, it shall accomplish it. Has nothing to do with me speaking it, has nothing to do with the people waking up early to hear it, but it has to do with what your intentions are, your plans are towards us. So then, God, we pray that as we spend this time with you, God, that we will hear what you have to say. God, that you would shake off the cobwebs, the sleep of our mind. And God, that we might be tuned in to what you have for us today. God, we love you. God, we thank you for those that are counting it not robbery to take of their sleep, to take of their preparation time. God, even if they're traveling on the road to or from work, God, we thank you that they had it on their mind to come and hear what you have to say. God, we love you today. We adore you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Let every heart say amen and amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that has taken time to join in this morning. We are going to read from the book of Amos. Amos, one of the minor prophets of the Old Testament. Chapter 3, we'll start at verse 1. We'll read several verses from that chapter. Amos 3, starting at verse 1, reading from the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows. Hear this word which the Lord has spoken against you, sons of Israel, against the entire family which he brought up from the land of Egypt. You only have I chosen among the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all of your iniquities. Do two men walk together unless they have made an appointment? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion growl from his den unless he has captured something? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground when there is no bait in it? Does a trap spring up from the earth when it captures nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in the city, in a city, will not the people tremble? If a calamity occurs in a city, has not the Lord done it? Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophet. We go back to verse 2 again. That's really where we're going to focus. You only have I chosen among all the families of the earth. One more time. You only have I chosen among all the families of the earth, and the word of the Lord is blessed. This morning, for our first Power Nugget of 2025, I want to speak to you from Simple Message, the burden of being chosen. The burden of being chosen. If you've ever watched the story, Fiddler on the Roof, there was a dairyman. His name was Tiva. And Tiva was a hard-working dairyman. He lived in a small Russian village. He lived there with his wife and with his daughters, his five daughters. Life is really hard for Tiva and his community. His community is Jewish. Throughout the movie, he has these conversations with God. And in this one particular scene, he sighs and asks God, or he sighs and says to God, I know, we're your chosen people, but once in a while, can't you choose someone else? And I chuckle because it's so true. I mean, it's so real. It's honest, because haven't we all had a moment, and we all had a thought where responsibility is weighing down on you, expectations, the trials of being one of God's chosen servants. Doesn't it feel like too much? I mean, you can't cuss somebody out like somebody of the world can. We can't just default to the world's methods of getting ahead. You know, maybe it's not you. Maybe you just need to listen in on the musings I have about my own life. You know, maybe you felt like this in your personal life. Maybe being the responsible one, maybe being the oldest in your family, maybe being the dependable friend, maybe being the bigger person. Ever hear that? Maybe you're the only one in your family trying to walk the walk that God intends for you, the life of faith, when it seems like nobody else seems to care. You're being chosen by God as an honor, but sometimes, no, not sometimes. Let's be honest, it comes with a burden. It does. It comes with a burden. See, the privilege and the price of being chosen means exactly what Amos 3:2 says. It says, you only have I chosen among the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all of your wrongdoing, all of your iniquity. And I know you're like, okay, I thought this was supposed to be the power nugget. I thought you were supposed to give strength. Well, not only do you give strength, but you got to give honesty so that you desire to use the strength that God gives you to walk through this life, this world. You know, I know it doesn't sound like the blessing that the chosen ones were expecting, that God says, yeah, I chose you, but I'm going to punish you. You know, we often associate being chosen with rewards, with favor, with blessings being poured out on us all the time. And don't get me wrong, being God's chosen people, we are blessed. But with that calling, you all, comes an accountability. And God is saying, because I've set you apart, because I've chosen you, I hold you to a higher standard. See, the children of Israel always wanted the benefits of being God's chosen, God's people, but they did not want the burden of obedience. Is anybody with me? And if we're being real to ourselves, sometimes we do the exact same thing. We want the promise without the process. We want the blessing without the burden. We want God's favor, but we don't always want the responsibility that comes with it. But being chosen means being refined, means being disciplined, means being led on a path that's not always easy, but it is always worth it. You know, the New Testament tells us that Jesus was chosen, what? Before the foundation of the world, 1 Peter tells us. Imagine that, before the world was created, before sin even entered the picture, Jesus was chosen to bear the burden of sins and to be the Savior of the world before the first sin was even enacted, before God said, let there be light. When the earth was still without form and void, Jesus was chosen. The burden was heavy. There was nothing glamorous about that burden of being chosen. And his crucifixion was also the greatest suffering, as well as being the greatest fulfillment of all time. The people mocked him. They said, if he saved others, why won't he save himself? If he's the Messiah, if he's the chosen one, why can't he get himself down off that cross? But they didn't understand that the chosen one didn't come to save himself. He came to save us. And I got to be honest with you, I'm glad that he took that burden. And you all, because he bore that burden, we don't have to carry the burden, the weight of sin. His sacrifice means that we are free. But you all, being free doesn't come without a burden. It means we're called. We're chosen. We're set apart. Jesus himself says, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Follow me. That's what Jesus said. That means our own calling, our calling to be a Christian, comes with a cross. Being chosen means we have to walk a path of sacrifice. No, you can't do it like everybody else. It's a path of obedience. Yes, you got to do it the way he said it. Not adding to it, not taking away from it. Yes, you got to walk a path of faithfulness even when it's hard. So how do we do it? How do we carry this burden of being chosen? We do it. Here's several ways we do it. One, we understand that God equips those he's called. If he's chosen you for a task, if he's chosen you for a calling, and even if that calling is to live upright, guess what? He's also given you the grace and the strength to do that very thing. That's why Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not, I had no choice, they made me cuss him out. They had no business tap dancing on my last nerve. I had no business. I had to lie. Because if I told the truth, then this would have happened. What does that mean? If we are the chosen one, he's given us the grace to do the right thing. The burden isn't meant to be carried in our own strength, but it is. So if we do it the right way, sure, it might be uncomfortable. Sure, it might not be easy. But again, it's worth it. We got to lean into the presence of God, you all. Just like Teva and Fiddler on the Roof, he spoke honestly with God, and he talked regularly with God. We've got to cultivate that relationship with God where we can bring our frustrations, when we're tired, when we got questions. Yes, questions. We can bring it to God, and honestly, God is not afraid of our honesty. He really isn't. And he's not a God that says, you better not ask me a question. No, actually, he welcomes the question. Because the more we understand about our walk, the more we'll trust him to help us walk it. And you all, we got to keep our eyes on the purpose and not focus on the pressure. As I said before, the burden is real. It is, but the blessing is greater. That's why 2 Corinthians 4 and 17 says, for our momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. You all being chosen comes with a burden, but it's also a privilege. Understand, God didn't choose us to break us. He chose us to build something through us. And he chose you because he has a plan for you, a purpose for you, a divine assignment that only you can fulfill. So next time you feel like Teva, and you want to say, Lord, can't you choose someone else this time? Remember that being chosen means that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved by the Most High God, and you are, that is a burden worth bearing. Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we love you today. We thank you, God, for choosing us. Now, God, help us. Help us to carry it out. Carry out this assignment of this walk, this life, in the way that you intend for us to. God, when it gets hard, God, help us to remember that we can be honest with you. And God, that you will bring us through. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.